T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You get ghosted, we are here to help with a segment we call Waiting by the Phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Nick.
What up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nick, what happened? You went out with a girl, and then now she's not returning your messages.
Yeah, basically, I was going out with this girl, Bianca, for a little while. I really liked her. I thought things were going well. I was doing all the right things, you know, making nice dates, calling her and texting her, how's your day going? I'm a gentleman. I'm trying.
But what happened?
Well, so this last time, we ended up going back to my place, and then after that last date, I just haven't really heard from her. And I've been shooting her texts, I've been giving her calls, and nothing.
That's the worst, especially once you get to that point where you are able to bring her back to your place.
Yeah, because then you're like, what happened?
Exactly.
And the fact that we took time, or Nick took time, but when Booker, you know, you're a man, I'm a man here.
Oh, thank you.
When we take time to text a female, how is your day going?
Like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that a huge inconvenience to you?
No, it's not an inconvenience. It's a huge monumental, like, we're thinking of other than, like, hooking up, and we want to actually know how your day is.
That's true.
That's big for men, dude.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you really? Oh, you do want to know how our day is?
I mean, we wouldn't text him.
All right, Nick, let's call Bianca right now and see if she'll answer our call, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck to us.
Hello?
Is this Bianca?
Yes.
Good morning. I'm Brett. I like, good morning. Is that weird? I'm Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Sarah Osborne.
Hey.
We're with Mix 94.7, and we do the radio show here. We're right in the middle of a segment we call Waiting by the Phone, and we're hoping that you'll be able to come on with us so we can talk to you.
Okay, sure.
I know, it's really interesting, but the reason that we called you is because Nick, who's on the phone right now, said that he went out with you a few times and that he thought things were really going well for you guys, so much so that you even came back to his place. But since then, he has not heard from you. And maybe you don't want to see him anymore, and that's totally okay. We get that, but we were just kind of hoping that we can kind of give him a reason why, you know, maybe he did something wrong that he can
fix
or just
dates.
Keep from doing again.
Yeah, we went out. He's really nice, but I guess, you know, the last time he took me over to his place, and when I walked in, it was literally like an alcohol graveyard.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
Well, when I walked into his apartment, there are like shelves around the ceiling and like everywhere filled with empty bottles of alcohol, like everywhere.
Oh, like the drinks that he's drinking, right?
I mean, I don't know. It's just like so many, and I'm like so not into liquor bottle decor. to me, that means he's a huge drinker. Like,
yeah.
20 empty bottles of Maker's Mark are not cute.
Yeah, it's like this is how much I've had to drink, and I'm proud of it.
Bianca, can you hang on just a second? Nick?
Yeah.
What is this all about? Is this true?
It's true, but at the same time, I thought that was cool. I thought that was a thing. I saw it in a restaurant one time, and I just thought, I don't know.
A restaurant.
I just thought it was kind of a cool thing to do. You spend a lot of money on these bottles, and then why not, I don't know, show them off. Some of them are cool looking, no?
I had a friend that used to do this all the time in the apartment that we lived in, and it was a rite of passage. Like, this is how we party, bro. You know what you're walking into. Like, that was our decor, like she said.
Uh-huh.
But I think as you get older and you're not living with four roommates,
like,
it turns
22 years old.
Yes. And then you start probably drinking like finer things and you display them, not Maker's Mark.
I thought you were going to say you saw it on Pinterest, and then I was just going to be like, that's adorable.
I don't even understand this. So he's just got like empty alcohol bottles hanging up
on
a shelf?
You never walked into like, I don't want to speak for you, but like back in college, I would go to people's houses, like the guys that were cool enough to have a house in college, and they would have house parties, and they would have like the random leather chairs that didn't match.
Right, sure.
And then they would just have up on the shelf, because they were the quote party house, all the liquor that they drank is like a stamp of like, ladies, we party here.
Okay, so I get that for frat houses, but
sometimes guys don't outgrow it, dude.
Nick, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, well, I mean, why would he have empty bottles?
That's what Bianca's thinking. Oh, why do you still have empty bottles? I mean, he's a 28-year-old.
He's still going strong and trying to fill the collection.
No.
Oh,
those need to go.
Help me. I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Well, Bianca, I mean, look, this is not a deal breaker, is it? I mean, what if he gets rid of the bottles?
Yeah.
You help him out with the decor. I mean,
well, she doesn't know. Like, maybe he like is so tied to the bottles. Would you get rid of the bottles, Nick? I think is question number one.
Yeah, Nick, would you get rid of the bottles?
I think I could get rid of the bottles, maybe a smaller decor section, like a bar area.
There you go.
There you go.
Well,
there
that
you
makes
go.
Sense to me.
Like a bar that had bottles with liquor in them.
Yeah, there's no reason to... at 28, there's no reason to display empties anymore.
Absolutely. That's what... I've never seen this before in my life.
Bro, college.
I get it, but he's 28. Okay,
let's move on. Yes.
Come on. Nick, fill those empty bottles with real alcohol. That's cool.
Oh, there you go. That's a smart idea.
I love Nick. He's so lovable.
Yeah. You know what? And you said you like him. So, Bianca, come on. Would you be willing to go out with him one more time?
If he got rid of the bottles, he's great. I mean, sure.
It was just the empty liquor bottles that threw you off. But he's a good dude, and you said that you liked him. And, I mean...
I think she said yes.
She said yes.
Yeah.
Shut up, Booker. Yeah. Shut up. And scene.
Yeah.
Yes! Love it. Yeah, there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.